Go Loud. Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola, where your name on a can equals instant summer vibes. Go on, share one with your bestie. You know they deserve it.
Ella's like the postman's daughter. Ella's like the postman's daughter.
If I was going up and seeing my friends, I still probably wouldn't drive my own car because people would
know
what was mine. Like, yeah, there was people's like cars getting like rocks thrown and like windows smashed. Like, it's terrible.
Welcome to Hold My Drink with Charlene and Ellie, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Before we dive in, we've got one very important question.
Is your name on a Coca-Cola bottle yet? Because if it is, it means you're famous.
Basically famous. That's right. The iconic Share Coke campaign is back and it's bringing big summer nostalgic to me energy.
Yeah.
It's back since 2013.
I can't believe it was that many years.
I know.
Pink sunshine, festivals, hanging out with your besties and boom, someone hands you a bottle with your name on it. Main character vibes, it really is.
So keep an eye out in stores for your name, your best friend's name, your mom, your dad, or your situationship. We don't judge.
Nope, definitely not. And if you don't find it, don't panic. Just scan the QR code on the pack to create your own digital Coke bottle.
This is your sign, watching or listening to this right now. Grab a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Original Taste and make this summer 2025 the best summer ever. So today on Hold My Drink, we have the DC Sisters. DC Sisters, they hopped off on TikTok only a couple of years ago, with their Centra page.
Yes.
So they were making TikToks of Centra. People loved it. We loved it. Like, they grew so, so quickly. And now they all have their own separate pages and a joint sister page as well. And they're all absolutely killing on social media. Like, for such young, young girls, if you're how young they are, when you're chatting to them, they're doing amazingly. And they're just going to keep growing and growing. So
I love how they're sisters as well. The three of them are doing it together, which
it's
is something
really nice to have that. Like, so we talked all about their family dynamic and their family meetings, their momager, Kris Jenner, their dad, Joe, if he's watching this, hello. And we talked about their online presence, what they love doing. We talked about what propaganda they're not falling for. The boo boos being one of them. And just had some girly chats, talked about Ella as well and how she's getting on after her college experience and just social media in general. So I really enjoyed this chat. We really did. It was really nice. It was like a little girly catch up. So enjoy. So today on Hold My Drink, we are delighted to be joined by the DC Sisters. We have Zara, Ella and Tori. Welcome to Hold My Drink.
Hello.
We're going to have to pretend we haven't been talking for the last half an hour.
I have deja vu saying that. But we've had a few mic technical difficulties, but we're back.
Just small.
We're on. We're on. We've been just chatting. We were like, we don't have nothing left to say. The whole time.
I think that happens quite often. We end up chatting for ages and then we're like, wait, no, we'll keep it off for the podcast.
We'll keep it on. We'll just sit here and zip it. We often get mistakes for actually being the same voice on our podcast. So can you just give a little introduction for each of us and your age, name? Just a little,
I'm Zara and I'm 21.
I'm Ella and I'm 19. Yeah, I'm 19. What age am I?
I'm Tori and I'm 17.
Gorgeous. Oh, so anyone watching will see them obviously as well, but just for, because people keep always say to me they think we're the same, like they can't.
Yeah, sometimes I do. If I'm
Really?
Yeah, only sometimes though. Like it's, I don't know.
Wait,
you sound the same. Especially if
we get
like,
it a lot.
Sometimes like a crossover or something like that.
Yeah, if we say the same. Yeah. You're like, who said that?
I think there's certain things that we say.
Yeah.
That might kind of.
Yeah.
Or little accents that we might put on every now and again that kind of might sound the same.
The Limerick like.
I definitely have an accent.
I do.
A Limerick accent?
Well, I don't know if it's Limerick, but I have an accent.
Do I? What?
Tori woke up this morning and was like, poor Ellie having to drive all the way or something from Limerick. Tori's like,
I was saying, where is she going?
She was like, oh my God, God bless her.
Did you ever have pity
for you? Like,
you thought I was driving up from Limerick.
Tori, not me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I wish I was.
She's sitting there doing it. Poor Ellie.
I was like, what? Thank you, Ellie. My blood is all Limerick.
Limerick blood.
Limerick blood, but born in Dublin. Born in Dublin. Real sad. Yeah. My dad will never let me put a Leinster jersey on.
Really?
Oh my God.
Would you like to live in Limerick?
Love.
Really?
Yeah. Love it.
Like, if you could live anywhere else in Ireland, it would be Limerick. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm down with my family and all. We've no family in Dublin. All my family.
We've no family in Clare.
Yeah, all my family is down in Limerick. But I find when I go down there, like, even when we were younger and stuff. I don't know, maybe it's because we were stage school children, but I don't know. We'd be down in Limerick and we'd end up coming home and we'd be talking like that to each other for ages.
But like so my accent.
Yeah. And like I'd be saying go-go's and tackies and like people like, are you okay? Like,
you must pick it up so when you're with Chloe.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah. When she's around,
Chloe. Her accent is so bad.
Like even when you came in first and I said ye. Like
there'd
be certain like what's going on
in the Limerick,
they'd be like changing her up.
I just start talking
like, how are you?
So girls, fully start talking Limerick. But it's so funny because people say like that my parents have a strong accent, whereas I don't think they do at all.
Oh, they do.
Are your parents both Limerick?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you hear them your whole life. It's mad.
Is that what it is?
It's like we hear ourselves our whole lives. I don't think I've got an accent, but I do, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's mad.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they were like, yeah, Ellie has way stronger Dublin accent than you. I was kind of slightly offended.
Who?
Who was
about
I?
About us?
No.
We were talking to someone about, and you were there, like.
Yeah, I think it was when I was in Barcelona, I think when the English girls, and she was like, yeah, Ellie's accent is way stronger.
Oh, to Juliana.
Yeah. Should I be offended?
No, because they wouldn't. I feel like when you're not from Ireland, you don't understand the accent.
Yeah, you don't get.
Yeah,
there's so many different. Yeah, accents. Like our mom says book.
Oh,
like cook book,
book.
That's
just. I was like, it's literally book.
But then my dad started saying it, and I was like, hold on.
So is your dad's from Clare, and your mom?
No, my dad's from Mullingar.
Oh,
yeah, because you have a family in Mullingar when he's your dad. Yeah.
And then.
Our mom's still Kildare.
And you were born in Clare.
Yeah.
But
Limerick Hospital.
Oh,
that's why I thought you were from Limerick. Oh, there's so many different counties.
Born in Limerick.
I knew it, yeah.
I'm
psychic. Do you ever get people getting mixed up with you? It's because these are obviously sisters. You don't look, I don't think you look very much alike. But no. Just like.
No. Would you put us as sisters?
No.
Ella's like the postman's daughter.
Yeah. Everyone says that.
Tori and Zara, I don't think you look.
I think so.
Our brother is quite like maybe if I seen the threes then all together.
And we all have different hair and everything. It's really weird.
Did you look like his kids? Like
grown up.
No. I was quite
Tori
fat.
Probably did.
I was a hefty.
Yeah,
I think
I was so fat.
I think Tori and Ella look more like each other.
Do you think?
Yeah,
like me and Ella.
We were looking at baby photos the other day, and Tori was taking all like the pictures of me where I look like. So fat.
Yeah, like,
literally chubby. And like there was one of it's Tori and like but Tori was born in the hospital. It was like a family photo of everyone, but I was over like looking behind the curtains and Tori's like look at her looking for food. Like behind the curtain when everyone else gets their phone.
My dad the little rolls, baby.
My dad found we were doing the same. My mom and dad came home from Florida recently and they came home with loads of family pictures of all of us when we were younger. And my dad found one
from Florida.
Yeah, he has a brother living over there.
Limerick or Florida?
I forgot that complete part. His brother lives in Florida, so we used to go over as children. But my auntie and uncle gave them loads of pictures of us like as tiny babies in Limerick when we'd go down at Christmas. Aww. But he found one of me, and I was like, it was like a couch like this. I was lying flat on my back, and my dad was just feeding me with a bottle like that. Oh. But I am so fat that my dad's running joke was like, you were so fat I couldn't pick you up to feed you. Like I just had to feed you.
Aww.
Lying down.
Top wind.
I was like choking hazard. Yeah.
I'm just lying like.
And he's just feeding me like that's
just
real.
Just on your back.
Yeah. You were so fat I couldn't pick you up. What changed?
I love babies little rolls.
I know.
So cute.
Little. I love chubby baby.
You were first known as a trio. Yeah. So you got started. You own a spa. Your family owns
it.
Centra. And you've done like TikToks in the center. Who started that idea? Like, who thought of it?
Ella.
Oh, and she loves to make that.
Brain, she loves it. Ella.
But you also did too, because you mentioned it every time. Like, Ella, question. No, Ella started it. Yeah, I did. And like.
So did your parents?
No, I will say the followers came because of their looks.
What do you mean?
But
I
did
start
it.
Your girls are all gorgeous.
But everyone was commenting on the girls.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's how I got my followers too, was because we did the hop into the coffee shop. Do you remember that? Hop?
Yeah, and I'll never forget Ella for this because she didn't tag me and Tori in that video until
so
it got
I got like
over 30.
I got 30,000 followers in like the day. Like I started 7,000 that morning.
What?
And it was like 37
I had nearly 20,000
Was this when TikTok was first out? Kind of.
Did you?
No, we only started like 2 years.
I wish it was like that now.
So how long did your parents have the center for?
20 or 21.
So was it just kind of a given that when you got to an age, you all started working in there?
Yeah. Oh, Ellie, yeah. Like summer
first year. Summer
oh, really? Year.
Yeah, you'd be making the ice cream and stuff. I'll never eat 99 again.
It was so good really? During COVID because we could just be, oh, like, there's loads of people sick with COVID. We can't
yeah,
do
we didn't find
like,
COVID that bad.
Did you know?
You'd be getting out of the house to go.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have to do school because you just tell them that's working
yeah.
the job.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy working there?
Loved it.
It was, yeah, at times. Not it depends.
If it was sunny,
you wouldn't mind if you were actually on the road to be working, but it was when people call in sick and you'd be
and
like,
you have to go in.
Or it's like 5 minutes, like Joe would text you at like
a hot day, you going to work.
Or like it would be like 8 o'clock in the morning and like mom would come up and be like, Joe needs you to go into work in 5 minutes.
Like, I'd say that'd be very hard though, like working in your family's shop like that.
It is.
I'd always just want to be like, fuck off.
It's the habit of now I'm calling my dad Joe all the time.
Yeah, because
oh my god, yes, I didn't know who Joe was when you said.
Sorry.
Oh my god,
Joe's the boss.
So you wouldn't want he wouldn't want to be called dad while you were in work.
Wait, I don't think he would like it.
But then
he also
didn't
also
mind giving out to us while.
Yeah. So, but then I guess I never worked with my mom really because she'd be in the mornings and I wasn't there, so I'd never called her by her name. Like, she'd probably kill me.
Oh, my God, I'm slapping my
Was it really only 2 years ago that you started that?
Yeah.
God, I feel like
3 years
like
in October.
What was it? I feel like that's... Was it not COVID times?
No.
No.
But yeah, we were doing it during COVID, but like...
Well, not like...
Not
like,
masks on.
No, I mean, like, we did our own TikTok during COVID, like 20
followers.
Oh, you
followers, said, but you
like,
didn't post on it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, my account used to be like... 5 followers strictly on private and I'm not letting him follow me.
It was like Zaz Barlow.
Yeah, but it's so embarrassing now because we didn't start it like near the beginning. Like when I remember when Kaylee first messaged about doing her makeup and I had like sent her a paragraph to how much I loved her and I was like I deleted them. I was like, oh my god.
You know who called me out on doing that? Aiden said to me one night, she was like, I remember you messaging me before saying like how much you love me or something. And I was like, if you ever find those
messages, I was like,
Aiden, don't ever find them
it's
anywhere.
It's so embarrassing. Like,
I'm pretty sure I texted you. I did remember we found messages. I texted her, I was like, you and Carly Maddie is the only stories that I watch. I love them.
What?
Oh, God.
I did love,
it's
I just
so
love,
embarrassing.
There's certain people's stories that
I remember
I
there was
skip,
one time
like,
we were in Liffey Valley and you and your sister Cleva were doing something with Inglot. It was in the middle of like the mall, like, or whatever. Like, do you know they had like
the stand.
And you were there and I was like,
oh my God.
But you, even at your first cash.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Event the one I can't
the,
remember where it was
with the bear
we got
stuff.
A picture with you and then I was like, okay girls, I need one by myself. I like pushed them out of the way to get a picture.
I remember you posted after that cash event and in the background of like, this sounds so sad right now though,
you were
in the background of your picture, not even me, it was like my leg and I was like, my leg is on Charlene Murphy's Instagram.
I made it.
One with the all pink, the bed and stuff was there.
Yeah.
It was the first event. Yeah.
It was the first ever one. It was our first event.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I remember meeting you at it.
Yeah. Because Kaylee's like, would you like a picture with Charlene? And we were like,
yeah. Oh my God.
So is it just the three of you in the family?
No,
brother. How old is your brother?
Listen, Limerick, you'd be delighted.
Oh my God, Limerick!
Yay!
How old is your brother?
23.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And I need to know, so obviously. The center, I don't know why I call it Spar. Mine literally up.
Well, they're like sister company.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect. So I wasn't doing blasphemy.
Weren't too far.
Perfect. Yeah. Did more people start coming when he's obviously started popping out? Like,
bus over from England.
There was a match. There'd be like a bus of lads coming. Yeah. They're not coming in to get a little bread.
Did sales spike? I need to know. Like, did it pop off?
I don't know. I think there was just a lot more people coming in.
Football,
but like,
there was two that flew over from England.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, I flew to Shannon to come to the shop.
Who? Like two men?
You started getting the letters. Men. Well. I got like letters sent to me. It was weird, like it was so weird. But there was a lot of older men.
So what was the TikTok you done? So you
what happened to hello? How are you?
Yes.
Oh my God, yeah.
And we did that with Zara did that and was like, oh, like when the customers are like don't say hi on the phone or anything. And then it was like phone call after phone call after phone call.
Saying hi, how are you?
No,
no,
like
no, 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 no,
Or they just wouldn't say anything. And
they just ring.
You have to answer each one in case it's like an actual customer looking for something. Yeah.
Yeah. When you said busloads of people coming, I thought you meant like a tour buses would stop. It's like a like a tourist attraction to go to the centre.
And here we are now.
Yeah, the Clare tourism had like a thing going where like centre was on the list.
On one of the wonders of the world. Like.
Yeah, you're left out the window and you just see three girls standing there.
Jenny is still working there now.
No. So what happened to the TikTok account?
It's just gone.
Oh, but you can still make TikToks of yourself, like together.
But we have our
Oh yeah, no, it doesn't really make a difference. And the sisters one has more than now than the
Unreal.
Yeah.
And what point did you make your own pages then? Because you were like, obviously, this is popping off. We need.
We
to, like,
already had our.
Mine was private for so long.
Tori had the most.
I had like 24,000 followers before I started posting because I posted one TikTok of me and Zara. And
oh yeah, you know that at the chip shop.
My hips looked huge in it, which is weird because I don't have hips.
And
my
she was like 12.
And everybody was like commenting about like the hips or whatever, and so I got so many followers. But yeah,
they were very unfollowed now.
Got it.
12, 13. Oh, yeah. You're still are
you're
born like what? 2007. 2007. The fact you even say 2000
and I'm like, how?
We're all I must be like a 40-year-old woman to you. Am I?
Capricorn.
Yeah.
Leo.
Yeah.
We're Leos.
What more?
I think you're very similar.
14. Yeah.
If I was born one day later, I'd be a Leo.
Oh, and you're not part of the gang.
I'm on the clock.
If I was born like a few months later, I'd be a Leo.
I'm a Cancer moon. So like
I don't know all that shit.
I'm like, apparently your moon is like your how you show to the world. And then your sun is you inside.
Did you find this on like the Snapchat astrology?
Do you have a crystal?
Do I have crystals?
Yeah.
I do, but I don't know where they are.
Oh.
I do like them though.
Do you like manifest?
Yeah.
Do you believe in all that? Like,
but like, I don't sit down like writing on manifest. I think I just.
Well, you look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I don't chase, I attract.
Yeah, no. I think when I first watched Secrets and Signs on my TikTok, I watched it and I was like, wait, I already actually do them things anyway from when I was young.
What?
Like the Secret. You know, the Secret, that book.
That was our era early.
Is that our old people era?
It's just called Manifestation.
Well, there was a book about it, but I was way too late to read the book, so I watched the movie.
Yeah.
There's a movie on it. Just watch the movie.
But it's just about knowing that you can have it. Anything that you want. I think it's just like
it's your man's voice in it though. It's where you're like, oh my god.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
What do you think is like, obviously you are young, a lot younger than us. Do you know the word chuggy? Have you seen that on TikTok?
What's chuggy?
Chuggy. Have you seen it?
Is chuggy
she's like reading something like for us it would be like For us, it'd be like mustache merch. Like, remember, like on Tumblr, people use their mustache.
What is that?
I wasn't a Tumblr girl.
Do you remember mustache merch?
No.
It was on everything. I'm trying to think. Like, something that older people do, but not that much older that you're like, oh, gives it the ick.
Real embarrassing.
On social media.
Things you do, as in, like, on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, putting. I really hope.
Is our emojis cancelled?
Putting, like, your partner's name in your bio. Get away from me.
Okay. Yeah.
Like,
That is.
Do you know what I mean? And like the little lock emoji.
Ick.
No.
Yeah.
Get away.
This is really specific, but I actually don't know. I don't even think it's an age thing. If any is doing this, really sorry. I hate when people type and every word, the first letter is capital. Why are you typing like that?
That's not me.
I only do the start of my sentences.
Oh, sorry.
No, everywhere.
I know somebody who does this.
What, like, as in on a caption or like they're typing, like just, a text
message? No, like if you're texting someone or a caption or whatever.
That's not even proper English.
The letter. You have to see, I'll show you in a while.
Oh. It looks like they're screaming at you.
Take it. Because you have to go capital for everyone.
Yeah.
I'm doing it on the keyboard. That's real sad.
What about emojis? Are they cancelled?
I like an emoji.
Do you know what? I can't tend to that laughing emoji. You know, the bog standard laughing emoji. I used to hate that. I don't mind it now.
I love it.
So I changed it to like the sideways laughing
one. I like the sideways one.
Yeah.
I would say the normal one is a bit chewy.
I'm an emoji whore.
I need to find it. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
And apparently I text like a Facebook mom.
Do you know what I hate?
What did I send?
I sent a picture into the chat the other day. I was at the beach and I sent a picture into the girls and I was like,
What?
You were like, you may call me dot dot dot, and it was another a complete idiot.
I
sent a picture to the beach, and I was like,
oh no, that wasn't it. Sorry. The video of the tattoo.
I would never type dot dot dot.
You never. Oh, I love a dot dot dot.
Oh my god, no! It's like, why are you being suspicious?
No. What did I say? Sure, where would you get it or something? Was it or like?
Yeah.
Sure,
can't
love.
Beat it with stick.
Just like what?
That's very
something
motherly.
Real cringy. I don't know why. I just love texting like a Facebook mom. It's real fun.
Chewy is something or someone that is seen as uncool, out of touch, or trying too hard to be trendy.
Oh fuck,
mate. Like out of date vibes.
Oh no.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I think is out of date? Okay, spelled okay, like oh.
Okay, well that hurt.
You know, I like an okay and an okay like AY.
I like that too. Yeah.
Oh, do but
you?
I hate
do
an okay
you?
Or a KK.
I text people like,
and I also hate thumbs up.
Real dad.
Our dad does this emoji. When we were like in the shop and he'd like send something into like, the shop group chat, like everyone would respond like this rather than this because they do don't like.
Oh my god.
That's kind of cute though.
But Tori, you type like you hate someone.
Yeah.
I'd
be like Kate.
But I think that's the younger generation. Obviously, yous aren't much older, but I think that much younger generation is very like that.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, love it. It would take me so much quicker to text people. I wish I'd done that. I always think if I don't send an X, they think I hate them.
Or
even emails, I'll send like a smiley face.
You have to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I have an exclamation mark.
Oh yeah, an exclamation mark.
I'm like, hi. Yeah. Thanks so much for getting back to me.
Exclamation
mark.
Oh god. But sometimes I'm like, I feel like I have too many exclamation marks, and I need to take out something, and put an emoji instead.
It looks like you're screaming at them. Like, what does your family think about everything that you do?
Oh,
our dad
loves it.
Is he momager? Like,
if Chris Jenner was a man. It's Joe.
Really? Yeah.
No, it's not even just for us. Oh, he's your Kris Jenner. Believe me.
Oh, yeah.
He knows your followers to the 100.
Brilliant. Wow. Yeah. Is he into it? Like,
if I went into his camera roll, I'd say he's got our screenshots of our profiles, like the three of ours, like every other day.
And would he send an update if you grow?
Yeah.
He said to Tori the other day, Tori, your TikTok's back working again. Tori was like, what? And she was like, he's like, oh, you haven't posted in like 3 days.
I love
would he have
that.
A background in that, like would he know?
No.
No, but if I can run like hiring,
he would take that job. He'd be in that job.
But if he gives us TikTok ideas and you just be like,
we have family meetings,
like no
family meetings.
So we heard about these family meetings
because Sarah Kiernan was like, can you like video it so like we can make a flying
ball, like as in pen and paper,
like and what would you be doing? We used to have them, but it used to be when we
usually
get
end up in crying.
Oh yeah,
right. Someone walks away in tears.
Is it someone get? Are you? Is it about getting in trouble or getting like about down with your social content? Like
that like not putting enough effort. Like or like if we post like 3 sister TikToks in the same outfit, that's
we have to change.
Why you in the same outfit?
I'm pretty sure my dad still thinks I'm unemployed.
My dad had just sent me a job application.
I'm doing this 8
years
and I'm pretty sure he still thinks.
Really?
I'm pretty sure he hasn't a fucking clue what I do.
Our parents are very, they're very
like it,
supportive.
But sometimes I don't.
But like, they're also very up to date with everything. Like, they can't do any of those.
If there's a new person on the blog,
they know. They've seen it.
Yeah, okay. They've seen it already.
Yeah, it's very hard to catch them on those things. But even like our granny would send us things on Instagram and stuff.
I only made my dad an Instagram recently. God love him. And he was sitting at the table and like I love when I see him like watching my stories and stuff, but he was sitting at the table yesterday and he was like, who's this? And my mom was like, it's Conor Murray. He's not like the rugby player. Yeah. It's Conor Murray. But I don't follow him. Like what?
Oh my, why he's getting annoyed.
He doesn't understand like even my cousins or something. He was like, I don't follow them though.
My dad used to not want to like my Instagram in case it came up. Like at the first second, like, Jody sees, like, that's so embarrassing for you, I won't like it. And I was like, you can like
it. Like an hour or two.
Or he didn't follow. Who did he not follow for ages?
You.
I think it was probably me.
No, he was unfollowing you though for a while. He didn't realise. Because he was like, Zara's things never come up. And I searched you up and it wasn't following. And I was like, Mom wasn't following you until like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like ever for the hell.
But I didn't follow them back, so it's fine.
No. Did you?
I feel like I was kind of like that for a while. Like I didn't. My brother was like that as well. My little brother, he wouldn't accept my mom on Instagram. He followed her, but he wouldn't accept my
mom.
That's
like our brother.
I don't follow.
Like
do you know?
I have my mom, my close friends now. I'm like, alright, I'm at that age. She's seen it all. Yeah, what more can you do? Like,
My dad, I think he follows a few people, but he's the same. He's like,
Yeah, he's like, I don't get why they're.
And he joined my, you know, a broadcast channel on Instagram. Yes. He joined my, I was like, why am I an angel? So I was like, you can remove yourself. Like, and it's just me updating my life. And I get out of that. Like, he's like, I don't know how I got in there. Like, your friends. I know. Who's most, like, organized out of the three? It's like, who's the one that goes away in tears because they haven't done their work?
Me.
Wait, most organized?
No, I'm not. It's not that I'm even, like, Ella is a lot more organized in terms of. She'll have video ideas ready for us to film and stuff.
Wow.
But you also do have more time.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, true.
Like, whereas I'm like, I stress.
But also I feel like in
college, like I'm in summer and so stressed out all the time. But it's not even because I'm like, I'll be doing work like as I go and stuff like that. Yeah. But I could study every single day leading up to an exam and I still walk out with 60%. And it's so stressful. Oh. Like, I'm just like. Why? How am I not understanding? What am I not getting?
Into your course, and you're making it through in the year. You're two.
Yeah, you're two. Yeah, I dropped out of UL, went to Mary I instead.
Yeah. Well, they're
this family,
and I'm just perfect.
This is perfect, and you're still in school.
Yeah, but I had the cleanest bedroom.
Oh, do you? That's not what was asked.
Yeah, but that's organized. About people in school that have a following, like, are you allowed? That's a stupid question, but like, do teachers be asking about and stuff? And you're we can't film in school.
One teacher asked me how much I was getting paid. I was like, how much are you getting paid? Like, but you asked me.
Why is it wrong for her to ask me that question?
Yeah. But she asked me in front of the whole class. No. Like, I'd say something if it was like in quiet, she came over and was like, well, how much are you getting? Like, I still wouldn't tell her. But it was like in front of the whole class, like, how much are you getting, Ella? And she like pulled up one of my ads.
Oh, no.
It was like my first ever ad, it was like Nivea ad. And she like watched it in front of the whole class.
I hate that. Oh, no, you saw us do that for me in my singing videos, do yourself put them up and I'd run out of the classroom, like fully run.
I'd be scared. Like, yeah. No way.
They wouldn't mean it in a mean way, but it's not.
It's the same with, like, do you ever like have a computer class in school?
Yes.
Yeah, me and Tori used to have a YouTube channel called Eltoria when we were like 8.
That's cute.
And it was the two of us. And like, I didn't like ever private the videos. Oh my God. Like,
Tori did like How to Be Miranda Sings.
Oh my God, no, I have to like show you this video after. It's the funniest thing ever.
Lipstick.
She's like singing and everything. Like the, oh, like full on, outfit on, like the red jeans, striped shirt, like everything. Yeah, she's like 7.
Her. But you used to do like book reviews. Like,
oh my God. I never did a book review. I did
you did it on Secret Garden.
Oh, I did a book review in the Secret Garden.
Oh, that's so wholesome.
That reminds me of Jake Shane.
So, but we got for our birthday. It was like, stupid shit.
Like a Shopkins haul. Like dolls.
Wait, you could Shopkins? Do one like your, it's kind of like my son, your like version of like your Sunny Angels or like Laboo-Boos or whatever.
Don't give her any more ideas on dollies to be buying girls.
Yeah, things. You like Laboo-Boo mad?
No.
I only have 2.
I think they're a bit scary.
Only.
But I can't terrifying. Get them. I have to buy them on Depop.
No.
That makes it how much are you paying?
I paid 70
euros.
For 2 Laboo-Boos?
Yeah.
How much are they supposed to be?
20 each, I think.
Yeah, but they look like you're getting 70. Like a McDonald's Happy Meal.
Anyone over the age of 12 70. Spending their hard earned adult money on them, you need a financial
but
advisor.
That's why I have adult money, because I'm like, what, I can now Laboo-Boos. Buy Laboo-Boos.
Yeah, you're just going to end up putting them in the bin one day.
No, but they're on my. No, I'll pass them down to my kids.
The kids will say, ah!
They won't sleep.
They're scary. Like.
They're scary.
They're terrifying.
Have you bought any Sunny Angels or anything?
No. I like the
ones. Is that Chugi and my uncle?
That you can put on like the phone.
Yeah,
like, I only wouldn't because off. I'm like, how are you putting your phone in your pocket?
The only thing uncool about it is I've never seen anyone under the age of 23 buying them. So I think that's the issue. Like that everyone's buying them are like older.
Yeah.
That have real like adult jobs.
To be honest, I do love them, but also when I do a video on them, it does well. Every time. It always goes viral.
But they are like a trend.
And I just open them in front of the man in the shop when he has no choice.
I fear the people might be hate watching you, Shirley.
Probably. I think
I hate
of that.
Them. I think they're terrifying. I just think.
Cute. But I'm just like, they're not convenient. Like, you're putting that, like, the what are the ones that go on your phone case? The Sunny Angels.
It's just like this. Well, I have one on my car dash because it has a lip like where the radio is.
See, that wouldn't be bad. Yeah, but on your phone, I'm like, that's not convenient.
Yeah, but it's got a little bum.
It's not convenient on your phone. It has got a little bum.
Yeah, a little crack.
And I always start the conversation. The amount of people I've gotten like chatting to. It did fell off.
Oh.
It fell off.
Do each of you have a role when it comes to content? Each of you have a role when it comes to content. Who films, who edits, who makes the ideas? Or is it just more of a sit down? Ella's like, Me. Is it just a, does it happen in the moment, or is it very
sometimes strategic? a lot of it is planned. Can be
in the moment.
Just, we'd be sitting there scoring for a second and be able to just one.
Yeah.
Like, but we also, it's kind of with us a lot of like just like get a random song,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and do
like a music.
You know, like, even like when you're with a load of people and you just randomly do that, like you
and
have
some trending.
Like
sound,
they
yeah.
actually do well for us. So like if you just find a random song sometimes, like we.
But like we kind of have roles like within the TikToks.
What role do you give yourself?
Like, I'm the funny one. Like, I'll give myself that one. I'm the funny one in them.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you're too, like,
my,
stiff or
something. My role is, I do the filming. I do the, okay. if it isn't edit, you edit. I can add, of, like, the three of us, I do the editing. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Not as much anymore, but I used to be the only one that would find the sounds.
Yeah.
I've definitely gotten better this year.
And the three is signed in like to the same account on each of your phones.
I'm not. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think you're in the system.
Are you not?
No, I'm not in the system.
Like,
no. Yeah. No, I am. Because sometimes then like if I see a comment, I'm like, I'm such a comment eater. Like, I don't
care. Are you?
I'm like, out of mind. Like, even if it's not that bad, I'm just like, no, I don't.
You're not going to be there. And like, also everyone else.
So I always delete it. So I go onto sisters a lot.
I don't delete them. You know, like, give me the algorithm.
But it just it saves it from like growing legs and stuff like that onto like people like adding their own opinions. And stuff. So just delete the one, it's gone.
I'm a blocker.
I love
I'm kind of a block button
now.
The foot is gone. I'd be screwed. Like,
I'm also a bit petty though. I do love a reply back and then a block.
Yeah.
If it's in a like
a cheeky response. Oh, I love a little cheeky response back.
Yeah.
But I don't get like too like whatever.
I sent a message to the chat last week to the girls and I was like, can I call her a gee back?
Bella called someone like a flute once.
And I wasn't allowed TikTok shop. They like, I was community guidelined. I called somebody a flute. I was like, stop being a flute. Like
who even called someone a flute?
I was like, did they even know that's like a
you could have said that's an instrument.
What do you mean? You don't know like a flute. Like, you're a flute.
TikTok you're a willy. Like,
I thought it was a willy.
Flanger.
Like, no, it's a flute. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Yeah, just like.
It's a flute, not like a dick. You're a dick.
Like a twat.
I don't know. Is it?
You're like an Egypt.
Yeah. But I was just like, oh, stop being a flute. And then I wasn't allowed TikTok shop until like when everyone else got it in January. I think I got it in like April.
I still don't have it. I don't. I have it, but I don't use it.
Do you ever fight when making TikToks and things? Like, obviously, because you have different roles. All like, the if time. Someone's off of
your I can imagine the three of you is killing each other.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
And they say it's my fault.
It can be.
Oh. No.
Like, we only have one sister, and I'm sure we've both had our fair share of, like, murder where I you have two.
Awful.
But it's all, it's bad, though, because it's always two versus one.
Is it all?
Yeah.
I was about to ask
that. Well, how else is it supposed to be? It can't just be one versus
two. I thought it was, like, two, one against one. Like, is all
one versus two, I suppose.
It won't ever really be all of us against each other.
No. Usually one of us will take a side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or else one person's, like, the person with the two texts. Like, if Ella said something to me, I texted to Sarah. And then my response
Tori's such a bad texter. I only text when I know Tori's texting. And I know Tori's texting because the fingers are going like,
She's
like proper, like, angry looking at the phone. I know then. I'm like,
whereas I don't really text, I just kind of leave. But, like,
but Tori's also really bad. Do you know, like, when you like, the phone set up and I go to, like, turn it off for a second, I can see Tori in the camera going. Or, like,
that's you.
You're so bad for doing it, Tori.
No, I'm not.
I do too, but I would like.
That was a bad question.
I do too, but I would tell you I do it, but you would deny it.
Did I see a video of you the other day, Ellen? You were saying, who were you talking to? And you said, was it like you post your bloopers or something?
That was Tori.
She's like, just get out then if you're going to go and get ready.
Yeah.
Because I was about to start the camera and Tori was going to sit there. And the whole point was. Like, you were supposed to go up and get ready while I was videoing my part.
So the eyes I'll back in the head.
Ready. Sorry, the eyes are in the head.
Like,
this is what I'm saying.
Actually,
no, fighting girl.
Let's do that with more. Because there's some, a lot
of these kind of arguments, I'm never really in those.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, but it happens at events.
But Zara just, like, triggers me. Yeah.
It just happens. When you're so comfortable, triggered. You can say anything.
Yeah.
Like, but it's the common. Smallest things. Like, it start off as a slag and then it's like.
And then it keeps.
Do you want to know what Zara gave out about?
Well,
do you know, we were doing sound and it was from Mean Girls and it was that Zara was supposed to be Gretchen. And Zara was like, of course I'm Gretchen. I was like, what do you mean?
Gretchen
it was
leaders.
Like, it was like, because. We don't want like Gretchen to hang out with us or whatever. It was like a phone call. Yeah. And I just put Zara as Gretchen. It wasn't like it was a reason behind it. And she would do the TikTok.
Yeah, she walked away.
Walked off in the shopping cart.
I don't play Gretchen.
No. Yeah, I don't play this game anymore.
I didn't want to be here.
Yeah, she was like, I was like, well, can you read my part? And she was like, being all like sassy. I was like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, of course I'm Gretchen. And I was like, there was no meaning behind that. Like,
is there any specific thing that either of you do when you are angry. Like, for instance, my when me and Quiva fight, her thing is to, her thing is like, say if I'm in my room and she's in, I'd be in my room, she's in her room, and say we just had a big massive argument and fucking and blinding and whatever and not talking to each other. She'll be in her room like pretending to whatever the fuck she's doing, but she's like
what
and I think it's the most annoying thing.
My man
like,
kind of
or just hum.
She'll just be humming a song to be like just to know that I can hear her. Like,
oh, that'd be annoying.
Oh my god, it absolutely
that would grate me.
She's like, it's like as if she's just like la 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 la.
That would drive
and
me.
You're so and you're Zara, so
you do like you, the silent walking and like a purpose it'll shove in.
No, she does like smart comments and it actually gets
I know
me
what you're gonna say.
So bad.
Tori's I was arguing with Tori one time and she was like, what age are you? And I was like, 21, what are you? And it pissed her off. So
yeah, it's just like she thinks she's like that girl doing it.
Tori does the and then like goes and slams the door in the room. You're a very bad screamer. Like,
Tori, I'm a screamer.
Tori is like, I gave out to her today. She's a starer on the trains.
Oh yeah, I'm a judgy
like,
starer.
She like judges. Like it's not like she's just, you know, daydreaming like, or like herself. Looking at them like fascinating up and down. Tori's like, yeah. Tori be looking at you like.
But I think you don't like, even realise you're doing it. You're just sitting there and you're just staring like
all the time.
But I don't mean to. Like, if I'm looking, like if I get like my eyes are on something, like your glasses, I'd be like,
Oh my god! Yeah, she's like on the train with the date. She's looking at my nails for ages like this, and then she went.
I'm like,
and I was like, oh my god!
Like,
or Tori's really bad for being like, you'd be like, oh, does this look okay? And she'd be like, yeah, it looks fine. I think it looks really nice, but like laugh first. Like, she's like, like if you were like, oh my god, does my hair look bad? And then later on in the day, she'd be like,
looks grand.
You can't have no hair.
That's such youngest child.
Like, she's such a, like, I like got all ready for the Icon Christmas party at makeup.
Her face is drooping.
Tori goes, her face looks a bit droopy.
And said it to everyone the whole night then. Ella's face looked droopy too.
Why was it droopy?
Poor Adam Vogt, he was there. He was like,
what? He was like, it looks fine.
No, it was. Like, your cheeks are way down here.
Ellie, bad for you. You're so good at your makeup. I was watching your.
Thanks.
You done your Cash makeup analysis.
Yeah.
And you recreated the Alex Earl makeup. I was watching. I was like, that literally looks like Alex Earl. Exactly. It was the exact like stroke for stroke was perfect.
And I used to be the worst at makeup. Good.
Yeah, I used to do all of Ella's makeup.
Really? For,
like, up until like literally TY.
Really?
TY,
wow. But I feel like you learned so much.
I couldn't do eyebrows.
You would still like sometimes. Or rarely now, but
sometimes
like,
it's
for face makeup.
They're all really good.
You can do your lips.
But you know what you can't do? You can't blend it down your neck. So like, who's worse, lips or like you're acting a different color? No, but a lot of the time you are.
Okay, you're quite perfect.
And you also have got. I asked Kaylee to do a makeup analysis on Tori. And she said that Tori had blush blindness and bronzer blindness. Which
I love bronzer.
I would agree.
And blue.
Tori puts blush on her chin.
Yeah.
But like a lot of it.
It just matches my face shape better. It's a very small chin.
I like a bit of blush on the forehead.
Yeah, but it's some really lovely. Like,
sun kissed. Yeah. Tori's bad though. Like it's very, very bad.
Okay. Jealousy.
It's calmed enough today. But
really I used to wear like orange foundation and white neck.
Oh yeah.
Oh Charlene.
Yeah. Or bring it down the hallway and my collar like, be all orange.
These days I feel like there's so much more education for how to do makeup. Mm. I was putting on
I used to do full face like putting on my mask then for COVID. And then you'd take it off at lunchtime in school and it'd be your whole
face would be in the mask. Of course.
Yeah. I was like,
did you take them off in class or no?
No, and the windows had to be wide open. It was freezing.
Oh my
freezing
god! Clothes.
Oh god!
I never thought about that
school.
Because there was this like
school,
little one-way like system thermometer thingy, and if it was red,
then, anyway,
like, the air wasn't clean for COVID. Yeah. It was green. It was fine. So like the windows meant it was like if the windows open, it meant like the thing would go green.
I forgot about those. And yet mats, like these sanitary mats on the table.
Self-sanitizing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I didn't believe those. I thought they were like propaganda. I'm not falling for.
At the end of every class, you had to get like a sanitizer sprayed on your seat and clean your whole seat.
That's like in your Pilates after the thing.
I actually miss COVID though.
Sometimes
I would just feel like cold.
Yeah. Yeah,
the whole idea of like you didn't have anything to be like.
That's what Shara said. She says I like the way the whole world all
stopped.
Down.
Because I feel like when I stopped,
it's gotten
like,
faster since though. Yeah. Like everything has just been like
I agree.
5 years ago that was.
That's
like, that's
scary
crazy
when you say it like that.
It's reminded you. It's 5 years ago, guys.
It's 5 years
you
ago.
You know the trend, the propaganda one. Propaganda I'm not falling for.
Yeah.
What's propaganda that you aren't falling for?
The boobs.
Okay. What else?
Sunny Angels.
Anything else I do?
Cucumber salad.
Tuna.
Matcha.
I hear that's a list to me.
I'm trying to think.
There's something I had in my head the other day.
Pyrox. Won't fall for it.
I would love
never. Oh, yeah. I agree. Also, anyone that's doing anything over like a 5K. People running for like.
I wish I
racing for fun.
I signed up for the London Marathon. I haven't ran past 5K.
And you're doing the London Marathon.
I signed up. I was
ballot.
Did you see all the videos? I was crying. I was like, I have to sign up. I've never ran more than 5K, but you have to apply. Oh, to be put in. I'll find out in July. And if I get it, I'm going to start.
What's the criteria?
It's random.
I thought
a lot of people want to do that.
She doesn't look like much popular than runners.
Did anyone ever find out who that 5K runner was? Everyone's still living under a rock.
Everything is Charlene. So like,
I think it's fake. I don't think that happens.
I think it was a lie. I think half the story was made up.
Yeah, they just get people talking.
The influencer on the plane.
It's like the London one as well, though. Your man who met the London.
Yes. Yeah.
The Irish influencer in London.
Like, I'm going to go on today now and be like, oh my God, I was doing a podcast with these two girls.
Won't name names.
Straight away.
I don't know.
I think Ireland's too small for, like, you'd straight away know who
people just want something to talk about.
Probably. So, Sunny Angels match it. What were you thinking? I'm trying to think as well.
And Hyrox.
I would look, but I don't get Hyrox, but I'd love to be able to. I think it's really
cool. I think,
but it
this is going to sound so bad. Trinity.
Trinity College.
Oh, is that
cancelled? You're not going there because you enjoy Corsair. So you're going there because it's Trinity.
Because the name.
And it sounds good.
I would too if I could get in,
I never went to college, but I understand it.
I think the Leaving Cert says is propaganda.
I have one. One Bog Blacks.
Which?
Bog Blacks.
What's that?
It's rotten, it's like, do you know my wadi, it's strong, you don't put it in water.
It's like that,
yeah. Like,
do they put water in it though?
No.
Oh, do they
add water? Like,
that'd be good for hangover because it's very watery.
No, well, I love vodka white with lime.
Well, no, because it'd be
but like lime cordial, not like a chopped lime, like actual lime my wadi. In with it.
Lime cordial.
Yeah, I like them.
I don't like fresh lime.
Fresh lime.
Margaritas. That's propaganda.
No.
Why am I?
I hate tequila.
I love tequila.
Like even the thought of it kind of makes me a bit ill.
Have you had a spicy margarita?
They're nice.
No, I won't go near.
Or a mango margarita?
Margaritas.
I'm going for mango margaritas tonight, actually.
Oh, yum.
And Mexican food.
Oh, my God. I love Mexican.
Yeah. Love Mexican.
What? Any other propaganda things you
there? I think like skincare.
Oh,
like I like just like face wash and water. I feel
your skin's amazing.
Yeah. Skincare.
You're no, glamour. But like I mean,
like a full like 10-step routine.
Yeah, like they have like all these different things.
They do say that because
but less is more.
I remember seeing someone that was her nanny. Was like, "What do you for skin?" And she uses like one cream.
Or
like Dove face wash or whatever.
Astral, born and reared on the stuff.
I just think that like. Old people.
We didn't used to. They didn't have
all these like.
Yeah.
True.
And I feel like they probably had like less.
I mean, we'll look amazing though.
No, if you keep eating yogurt, you'll live forever, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, it's the best thing that you can eat. It's the bacteria that's in it. I could be talking about
I'm falling for all the propaganda, I think.
There's
one propaganda I wouldn't like.
You love a trend.
Was it you that said before that
Charlene be the easiest person to sell something to?
Yeah, 100%.
You could sell.
I could honestly sell you anything.
But
here are my dirty socks. I bet these are really good for your feet. And you'd be like, okay,
I would. I think I just trust everyone.
See, I'm too frugal.
Anytime she comes on her stories, it's the most random shit. And I'm like, there's someone out there that managed to probably make commission off Charlene buying that.
You see some trends before other people do. I fully think that you do.
You'd be like, oh my God, like, I don't know. Orange, like bright neon orange is really in. And I'm like, whoever told you that? Like,
where?
Charlie wakes up one day and decides, I'm saying that this is trendy.
Yeah. She'd be like, electric scooters are supposed to be better than cars. And then she'd be there with her electric scooter.
Oh, that's actually.
Look what I got.
I was behind one today.
Oh, I think it's so embarrassing.
It was so slow. As it moved.
Like
the taxi could not get by.
Like there's no way you're with it. Where are you putting that scooter?
Yeah. It's actually my friend's brother has one and it just sits in the like it sits in the house. It's just like,
oh no.
Yeah. We have our scooter license, our electric scooter license.
Yeah, really? Do you have to do a license for it?
Yeah.
We'll be taking a course in school.
Otherwise, if you look up LEDC scooter, there's a picture of me online with a scooter and a high vis on in school.
Oh my god.
It is so funny.
It's like
so
LEDC funny. Electric scooter. Oh my should come god. On.
Ellie, you'll start laughing.
I'm dead.
You're gonna regret saying that.
There should definitely be a picture.
Is it you and a fella?
Yeah.
Are you a little baby?
That was front, like, front page of the newspapers.
Wait, how old do you have to be to do a scooter?
TY, size 16.
Oh, oh my god.
It's your red hair. Are you natural red hair? It looks red there.
You were a bit stronger.
It proper looks
no,
like
that
red.
Wasn't. I kind of had ginger hair. Yeah, I know. I had a boyfriend. I was like, oh, I was getting to my boyfriend. I was like, I promise nothing's going
was
on
that
there.
Your natural
like,
color.
Yeah, and then I went copper for a while.
Like, okay.
Long copper. Okay. And then I went a little peachy moment because my hairdresser fucked up my hair.
So you had to
and
go
then
a dental peachy moment, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm now blonde, obviously.
Lord.
Naturally.
I love that.
But
would your dad be at the family meetings? Would he be like, let's not get cancelled? Like, would he tell you what, like, kind of gave you
what
his guidelines and stuff? I feel like he'd be good at, like,
oh, yeah.
Them kind
like,
of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I don't good, swear well. In any.
Do you not?
No. Because
she's teaching.
Only because I'm doing teaching.
Okay.
So I just stopped
really?
Doing
I sound. Don't really.
Like, even if we're doing a sound and it has a swear word, I just won't have that part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll just take myself
you'll
out of that because then I can't. Because I hate this
that.
Whole thing of awful. Teachers can't be on social media.
Yeah.
Because
I think
I'm
that's
just
mad.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like a doctor.
Propaganda.
Be
she's not following.
Yeah. That's propaganda. I'm not following.
And we all share the same management.
Yeah. Yes.
How important has that been for you in growing and like.
So
helpful. Your socials,
yeah. Everything. Yeah.
I think it just takes the awkwardness out of a lot of it as well.
Yeah. Especially like, I feel like having someone in the middle to deal with brands is handy.
And you don't know what to be charged. It's hard.
Well, like, oh my god,
we got a sound
ad, and I was just going to tell them we do it for free. I was like, you know what,
we'll just do it.
They were like, are you mad?
But see, we joined Icon like pretty much. Nearly right when we started.
Yeah,
they were there when we went to Kaylee.
It was like love at first sight on their behalf.
And
we were like, oh, fine.
I think that was better. I mean, like, there wasn't, there's still not that many, like, sisters or, like, families.
Yeah.
It's very, there
is
really there's obviously, like, the O'Donohue's, there's Simpson sisters, you know, from the north.
I've seen someone talk about them recently, but I'd never heard them. I went on, they have, like, loads of
families. They have so
The O'Donohue's, the Fleming's.
Oh,
I love them.
But like, it's still like, even if there was like 10 groups of them, like, it's still obviously so small.
So small, And people, do you think that the thing that people love is the fact that you're sisters? They love seeing like that dynamic together.
I think so.
But then they'll always all separate.
Because I even love watching the other news and stuff like that. Like, they come up, like, I love watching them going to Ibiza.
People love when we have an argument in a video.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they just like that kind of thing.
Do brands ever ask you
to
do
friends
just
to do like,
that? Yeah.
To argue?
Yeah. Do they ask you to put that in?
No.
I was talking to someone before and they were like, brands will ask us to like have.
Sometimes
like,
it'd be like,
oh,
sometimes
they want
a bit
that one or like, something like that.
Yeah, they like a bit of like.
Interaction with each other.
Like, oh my god, like, I wanted that, like, I don't know.
Give me
bottle
that
of water.
I want that. Nothing that bad.
But like, it's like fake arguing. It's
Put
that on.
Yeah.
Just to,
it's not never serious.
Mm-hmm. Well,
or like they love like when there's like something funny said and like everyone starts laughing. So, like,
they like
says
that.
Usually Tori says something funny.
Yeah. Make me laugh.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Ellie, you actually recently had a college experience.
Yeah.
That was not great. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you're doing now afterwards?
I think I'm doing fairly good.
Yeah.
I think it was just like in the moment. Even when I did the story time, I was over at that stage.
It was a few months before.
Yeah, it was back in like the first week of college.
Yeah.
So it was like September time. But I don't know. It's just like, I think it would put me off ever staying in college again, like in any student accommodation. Not even just because of that, but I think it was like, I don't know, like you hear like stories about yourself, like, oh, LEDC did this on a night out and I didn't do that. Like, or like it's stupid shit. Like oh, she cheated on her boyfriend. No, I didn't like.
Yeah.
But I think it was, I don't know. I feel like you probably wouldn't want to stay in college. No.
I don't even know if I want to go to college.
Yeah.
She wants to be a plumber.
Yeah, she wants to be a plumber.
But
you had people like was it egg in your house, wasn't it? And things.
Yeah, no, but it was like when I did this story time, everyone was like, oh my god, your house got egg. But it was like, it wasn't obviously just egg, it was like, liter bottles of vodka, like
beans,
Dalmio, like lasagna, and like stupid stuff. And it was like outside my bedroom window, which would have been behind like the front of the house, it was like the back of the house. So, like, they'd have to have known exactly that it was your room. Yeah, because it's only like there's an upstairs room and a downstairs room, so they knew I was the upstairs room or whatever. But I'm like, I don't even know how they would have known that was my room unless, I don't know, I'm not going to say somebody binoculars. In the house told them, but like, unless it was something like that, or like somebody actually could see me out the window, but they'd have to be like, behind. I don't know.
And I think it's you to even tell that story time is so important, because it opened up such a conversation as well about like, when you do go and tell someone and there's still nothing done, because you went like to all the college and things.
Yeah, like I mentioned it a few times to them and nothing was ever done. Or like even when I had to go to like, it was like mental health counselling or whatever in the college, they were like, oh, this will be sorted, like you will find out what happened, and like nothing was ever done. But now I'm at the same time, I'm like, now I don't even care, like I don't even want to. But I kind of do, I would love to know if it was like someone I actually knew.
No,
just because then you're like, you don't know if they're like ah, that was me, and I didn't know. But I don't know. I think it was so, I didn't know that Chloe would be doing hers at the same time though. It was so much.
There was so much.
At the one time.
At the one time.
And it was. And we were both in like our Bound hoodies and everything.
Yeah, it was like a big Bound advertisement.
Yeah. Honestly.
It's mad. I think like influencers coming out and talking about things like that, it just makes it like realise how much happens in everyday life. Because if that's happened to such a small, there's a small group of us. If those people that have had experience, imagine the rest of the world. There's just so many. Yeah. But,
and it was like people commenting me like, of course it's influencers or whatever, but like it happens to anyone.
No, but I feel like those type of
things, it happens to my friends.
Influencers chose to speak about it.
Yeah, what makes it any different? Like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you didn't speak about it, they'd be saying you should have talked about that. You didn't speak about it, they're saying you're only talking about it because you're.
But then there's also, if it happens to a normal,
but it happens to everyone in college.
They'd be expecting you to talk about it regardless.
Like everyone gets egged. Like it happens to everyone.
Does it?
My friend was driving there like 2 weeks ago, and her car got egged while she was driving.
No, you wouldn't get egged thrown at you.
Not like yourself. Like, no, like houses and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Or cars.
Like, I would even, like, now, if I was going up and seeing my friends, I still probably wouldn't drive my own car, because people would
know
it was mine. Like, yeah, there was people's like cars getting like rocks thrown at them, like windows smashed. Like, it's terrible.
What's going on?
And will you go back to college ever, like a different one, or are you kind of?
I've done the CAO for next year, but know. Like, I genuinely, I don't know.
What did you put down?
I put down Dublin? Marketing in Limerick as well, but it's not in UL, it's in the other college.
Okay,
I would love to like go like to Galway or something, or like Dublin or somewhere random, but yeah, I wouldn't. Like,
would you not?
No. I don't think I'd ever stay in like any accommodation again.
Yeah, that's so fair.
Like, even when I had moved into a new accommodation, like everything was fine then, but it was like I still hated like being away from my parents.
Yeah.
Like,
Was this UL? Is this happening?
Yeah.
And did they ever reach out to you after you posted the video or anything?
They did, but it was like
the same email.
Like the whole college got an email, but mine was just like, "Dear Ella," like it was never. There was no call.
There was no personal.
It was like she was like in the email. She was like, "Oh, like I have daughters, and this happened to my daughter." But like everyone got that email because my friend sent me theirs, and mine was the same, just my name added in and like. Nice. An extra sentence.
But it's like, why didn't that has to happen? You have to make a story time for that to
happen. Yeah, why do you have to go that far?
That's what I mean. It's like, why is nothing done until it's public?
Yeah.
And then it's like, it still has a good problem when it wasn't public. It's still it's your life, like, so.
Yeah.
Mad.
Are you just going to help us with this dilemma, girls?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been with my boyfriend for over 4 years now, and he never gives me compliments, no matter what. If I put up a story or a post on Instagram, he will never like it or react to it, despite seeing it. If I get my hair done or spend ages doing my makeup or buy a new outfit, etc., he'll never compliment me. When we go out and I put a lot of effort into my appearance, he'll never make a comment. I've asked him before why he never compliments me, and his argument is, you know you look good, or obviously I think you look great. I would be a quite confident person, but I don't know why this really bothers me. Is it really hard for him to just say, you look great sometimes? I often compliment him when he smells nice, gets a new haircut, or wears a nice outfit. But never anything in return. What should I do?
How would she know she looks good if he's a hater? No one telling her.
Sometimes your boyfriend,
like, yeah, you can think that you look nice, but like a bit of confirmation is nice.
Yeah,
we like. I think hashtag relatable,
but especially if you.
I think just leave.
No, I'll never like. No, I will compliment me if I like. Do yeah. I look good?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, everybody has different like love languages.
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be like, no. Yeah, like, I hope these girls aren't like dumping because.
I would be annoyed.
Yeah.
No, what, yeah.
Do you know, like, if you're putting in loads of effort,
yeah,
and like you're after. I don't know, do something. Or like, I don't know, it's just like...
Yeah, but like, maybe you should be brought back down to reality. You don't look good.
I'm joking.
Tori.
Tori was like, but you know, Tori broke up with her boyfriend before because she said that she was better looking than him.
Fair. Did I lie?
Confident girls, we love him.
No, I think, in all seriousness, I think maybe have a conversation with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if... Well, she said
she's tried to have a conversation.
Yeah, I just think...
Leave it.
Sometimes I
stop paying him.
Give them what you're getting. Like,
don't give, say yeah. that. Give, what, give you what you get. Yeah.
But I just
think
when you express to someone like, this is how you can make me feel nice, and they don't do that, and it's as simple as words. I'm like, why?
Yeah, then they're not taking into consideration
to make you feel nice. Yeah. I used to have a hater like that, but aka ex boyfriend. No.
But like, especially like, then if you're paying money, if you go to get your hair done, you're paying a lot of money to get your hair done and stuff. Yeah. And for someone to just not tell you that, like, even if you're with your friends,
or like, not liking your Instagram pictures,
they don't say anything about it. It's like.
Not even acknowledge it. Like,
why?
Yeah.
It
doesn't cost anything.
Ella's like, I'm rethinking my own.
I don't think it's that.
Does he never?
No. I don't know. He would. He would. The odd time.
Niall, I'm calling you out.
The odd time.
Okay.
But it's never like.
Do it more often.
But he always does it when I'm like in the like, we're in the like most awful thing ever. Like the other day I was wearing this like random t-shirt and jog legs and he's like, you look really nice. And I was like,
that's nice. It's no, I think men have like a taste in some things.
But yeah, some people don't like some men hate makeup.
Oh, they hate birthday makeup.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
they
love birthday makeup.
I love birthday makeup.
It's like full glam.
Oh,
it's like
I love a birthday makeup.
Love a birthday makeup. Yeah,
yeah. I hate that.
Graham calls them my pennies 150 lashes. If I put on little stick on like little corner lashes, says, you wearing your pennies 150 lashes?
So funny. Yeah.
They're not 150. No. We saw them the other day.
€3.
I used to wear silk tree all the time.
What do you call them? Your pennies 150 lashes. Oh, have them on today now.
That's so.
But I just think, I'm like our makeup is like a man's like haircut and beard. 100%.
Yeah,
that. Like their beard is their makeup a lot of the time.
True. Yeah. They can't really do much if they're not looking well.
Do you agree, Tori? She's like, no, I don't give a shit.
I actually couldn't.
So would you? Care?
I wouldn't mind, but most men take longer to get ready than girls.
No, but like, say like if they like he did and he's like, oh, you look so fine. Like you.
You look so nice.
So like whatever the compliment is, I'd be you. I'd be like, oh,
no, I wouldn't like anything like a bit.
But I think it, like everybody's love language is different.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Maybe he might like stroke your leg or something like that, and that could be like your
stroke your leg like a dog,
like a pet.
God, you look lovely today. Look great.
That's him saying I'm beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's him, him saying that you shaved well.
I like your soft leg.
That's really
good. Like, that's fair if someone has a different love language, but then if you tell them what your love language is, which could be words, then it's like you should try.
What is your love language?
Mine's no idea. Gifts.
That's me.
What anything. You like?
I actually like giving gifts too.
Yeah.
And I love Tori. Like you love gift giving and telling the price before they get the gift.
Yeah.
Tori's like, I got you this pillow. It was €10. It was
on sale. I can't my piss if I buy something like a surprise for someone.
If you're drunk, you're just like, I'll just send it.
Or she's like, guess how much? Yeah. And then mum would be like, oh, I don't know, like 22, 24.
Yeah. And then she'd be like, it was an offer.
Really 50% off.
I love when it's on offer.
I love a good bargain.
I love
vintage.
I haven't gotten vintage.
Oh my god, it's really good.
I have a question actually about vintage.
Okay.
Someone buys something and you like don't want to sell it anymore. Can you like
cancel it?
Okay, good, because I put something up months ago and I deleted the app and someone's after buying it yesterday. And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh no, you can just don't ship it and it'll cancel. You might get bad feedback, but it's great.
Oh, bothered.
You're not,
bothered.
One star.
Yeah.
Two stars.
Two review.
Girls, thanks so much for coming on. Where can people find your socials?
Instagram, TikTok,
whichever.
DC Sisters on Instagram, TikTok, and then our own name.
It's all like Sarah DC, Tori DC, Ella DC, with two Y's at the end of DC.
DEAS Y. No, there's just not EY. Spelling. It's no. just Y. Yep.
Everyone
yep.
misspells it though, yeah.
I feel like people say Daisy.
I know now, but yeah. They say what?
Daisy.
Or Daisy.
Daisy.
Daisy. Yeah. Because like easy.
I would have said like that.
Oh,
I didn't know I would have said Daisy.
Would you?
Yeah, if I like if I was reading it and never seen his around before.
Daisy.
Yeah.
But like it's the same as like some people like if you're spelling someone's name wrong all the time.
Yeah.
Like everyone put a lot of people put a Y at the end of Tori. Tori, you tell them what your confirmation is.
Come on. Oh, it's Aldo. Because I took it after Ronaldo.
You couldn't pick Ronaldo. It's not
Do you love Ronaldo?
No.
Wait, Aldo, like the shoe shop, Aldo?
No, Ronaldo. Well, like, it's Ronaldo. Like that, yeah.
Like, I wanted Ronaldo, but that wasn't the same, so I picked Aldo. So now it's Tori, Lily, Aldo, DC.
That's kind of cool.
Mine's Ashlyn.
Mine's Eve, because I love Christmas Eve.
What's mine?
Okay, that's just sad.
Did you pick a saint?
Louise.
I don't think mine's
a saint. Yeah.
Mine's Louise.
But, like, some people are there picking, like, Britney.
Yeah, and I'm like, who's Saint Britney?
Saint Britney, yeah.
It's Britney Spears.
That's it. I was supposed to pick Noel, but then my grand, because after my granddad's name is Noel, but he wasn't very excited. So I told him, I was like, you weren't that excited about me picking your name, so I changed.
You didn't jump for joy.
Like, no, and he was like, okay. Like, I don't like, you're not even caring that I'm changing it. Like
somebody, I wish I picked a nice, like, not that Eve is not a nice name, but I wish I picked something that.
But you're never going to use it. Like,
my name is Zara Rose, but I want something like
that. Oh, that's a lovely name.
It is, it's not.
You never write down your confirmation name, though, do you?
Mine's Anastasia at the time.
That's a nice name.
At the time,
you have a long name, so. Charlene Maria
Anastasia Murphy.
That's nice.
Joaquin McIncosy. Charlene Maria Anastasia Beverly Hills Murphy.
That's funny.
Anastasia Beverly Hills. Oh, I love him. Hey, girls.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, before we go, we've got a confession.
We might have spent half the week rummaging through fridges and shops for Coke bottles and Coke cans with our names on them.
But it was so worth it. I found mine and I found one for Bobby, my dog, as well.
Put up a sign of your little picture.
Honestly, the Share Your Coke campaign is back and we are just living for it, as you can tell.
So if you spot a bottle with your name on it, your bestie's name, grab it, snap it, and sip it in the sun.
If you can't find a name as well, you can scan the QR code on the label and make your own digital version so that everyone is included.
Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola. Summer, friends, it's the recipe for the best summer ever.
That's it for this week. So we have full video coming out tomorrow if you're listening to this on a Wednesday. Then Mondays we have Home and Drink Extra Juice and Extra Spice. First Monday of every month where we're using spicy dilemmas. If you want your dilemma answered, homeandrink@growlrednow.com is our email address.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you all on Monday.
See you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Keep an eye out for your name in store or scan the QR code to create a digital Coca-Cola pack for your besties. That's definitely on our to-do list. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.